Hello, and welcome to Bad Advice with Wolfie and Corey. Once again, we take your questions and your problems in life and give you advice for you to follow, unless you're smart and listen to what they actually say and don't follow it. But they'll give you advice that you could follow if you so choose.
We're honest. We say it's bad advice.
Yes, we do. But I think it's excellent advice, personally.
Well, and let's remember that I do have a bachelor's degree.
That's right.
In science.
Really?
Psychology's a science.
I thought it was in cleaning.
No. That's the other podcast.
That's the other podcast?
Yeah, that's Joe's long-running joke.
Oh, okay. I just thought you had a bachelor's degree in it.
No.
Oh. Well, okay.
Well, he has a bachelor's degree in science. Isn't it psychology?
Yes, and psychology is science.
It is a science.
But I'm looking at my degree right now.
Let
me grab it.
Okay.
Right here.
What? Do you have it on your wall?
No, I have it in a drawer.
Because, you have it in your drawer?
Yes.
You keep it in your pants?
Yeah, well, it costs a lot of money, so I darn well better keep it somewhere safe.
Well, me too.
On recommendation of the president and faculty, board of governors of state colleges and universities, by virtue of the authority vested in them, have conferred upon Corey Strode the degree of Bachelor of Science, and have granted this diploma as evidence thereof the 31st day of July, 1987.
Did you get that before or after you... Wait, 87?
Yeah.
So, when you got married, did that become void? Because you were no longer a bachelor?
I think it became void because I was no longer able to show that I was smart.
Oh. Well, that happens too. At least you got it back when you got divorced.
Well, yeah.
That's right, ladies. He's available.
And
he's a bachelor.
And ready to be stupid again.
Yeah. He's ready. Just so you know. I'm with him as much as possible, so you'd get both of us. I mean, he doesn't know I'm coming, but...
Yeah. I'm just going to pass on that straight line. Do we have any questions?
Yes, we have questions from our many, 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 many listeners. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, our 5 listeners.
Woohoo!
Woo! All right, actually, we have 2 questions that kind of go together. But we'll start with the first one, because we need to know the answer to that first. And this is a science question for you, Corey. So this is perfect. Since the discovery of gravitational waves, how long will it take before we can surf them?
Silver Surfer already does surf them. And he's been around since, 1966, 67?
Okay, wait. I think the question... Yes, it's Silver Surfer, but we don't all have...
The power cosmic.
The power cosmic given to us from Galactus. So when will the normal person be able to do it?
When we can harness the power cosmic. Not cosmic power. The power cosmic.
What's
obviously
the difference?
There's a difference.
What is the difference?
I don't know. We haven't harnessed it yet.
What do you mean you don't know? You're the scientist. You
there
have a bachelor's degree.
Have you read Frankenstein? Or The Modern Prometheus?
The Modern Prometheus?
Yeah, that's the title of the book, Frankenstein or The Modern Prometheus.
Oh, no.
There are some things man is not meant to know.
But that doesn't answer the question. Does that mean never?
Once we harness the power cosmic.
But then we need to know. What's the difference between the power cosmic and the cosmic power?
There are some things man is not meant to know.
But if we don't know, we won't be able to harness it. How do we know if we harness some cosmetically, well, not cosmetically, cosmic energy, how do we know it's cosmic energy or cosmic power or power cosmic?
We didn't know what X-rays were when we first got them. I mean, Madame Curie had them floating around in the office till she died of cancer. Matter of fact, do you know that they used to have this fluoroscope in shoe stores? And what you would do, you would put your foot under the fluoroscope to see if your shoes fit.
Wait a minute.
That's how we used to use x-rays. We didn't know jack about them.
Wait.
Once we discover the power cosmic, we won't know what it is for at least, 10, 20, 30 years. We're not that bright. We're not that bright a species.
Obviously not if we were doing something with flowers in a shoe store. Fluoroscope, right?
And what's your answer, Wolfie?
What? Well, I'm still trying to figure out how we know what the difference is, so we know which one we found.
We won't know till we find it.
Okay, so when are we going to find it so we know when we're going to be riding the waves?
I don't know. Ask the Silver Surfer.
But you're the scientist. You're the bachelor.
Right. I'm a bachelor of science. You need to speak to a master of science.
Oh, you're the sub?
No, I'm the noob.
You're the noob?
I'm the noob.
Isn't that the same thing as the sub?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
Do you do what the master tells you?
No.
No? Well, okay, you're not a very good sub. Anyway, listen, when will we be able to surf them? Crap.
You have no idea what they're talking about, do you?
Not really. I don't have a bachelor's degree in science. I'm more of a lover than a knower. Actually, there we go. As soon as we find a way to put an air mattress on the gravitational waves, because that will make activities easier, because the gravitational waves will make it go up and down until you won't have to use your muscles. That's going to be great.
That doesn't really answer the question.
Yeah, it does. As much as Corey answered it.
Well, you got us there.
Yeah, he has us there. So, the answer, if I understand from you two correctly, is that how long will it take before we can surf them will take as long as it takes us to surf them.
Yes.
That works.
Okay. I'm so glad we have professionals on the show. So, the follow-up, which I don't know if this is going to go any better, is when we can surf these gravitational waves, what kind of board will you use?
Corey, are you just going to say the Silver Surfers?
Actually, the Silver Surfers surfboard has a name.
It does?
Yes.
Pamela?
Toomey.
Toomey?
Yeah, because he always used to say, "Toomey, my board."
Oh, God.
In the comic now, because someone said, called the board Toomey. What do you mean, Toomey? Well, you're always saying, "Toomey, my board." They now refer to the board as Toomey.
You're kidding me.
No.
Okay, so are you going to be writing Toomey?
No, because I'm not going to steal the Silver Surfer's board. You are going to be using an air mattress. Me, I don't know much about surfing, but I do know about the Batman TV series. So I would probably use whatever board Batman used. And I'd probably wear the same big board shorts that he did over one of my outfits, because let's face it, the less skin I show, the better.
That's true. This is very true. In fact, I think we should add to that costume.
A hood?
No, a pouch in the front. And I'll sit in that, and I'll face you and cover you up.
You just want me to wear a fanny pack.
So I just, I want to be the fanny pack.
HR!
Yeah. Nope, sorry, you're HR, so that means that it's a conflict of interest. Anyway, look, yes, I would use an air mattress, but that isn't the type of board I would use.
Oh, so you lied in your earlier answer.
No, somebody else would be using the air mattress. That's what they'd be on, and then I'd be on them.
you use a double board?
Sort of.
So that's what the kids are calling it these days.
Yes. I'll call it whatever I need to get away with saying it. So, the person who asked the question, if you would like to experiment on this, you only have to lay there. It'd be fun.
I think most of Wolfie's evenings are spent with someone just laying there.
Yeah, or running. All right. Well, again, I'm not sure we answered that question, but I'm good to continue. How about you, Corey?
I'm always good to continue.
Okay, Wolfie?
Yeah, we can go on. Unless, of course, I get a yes from the questioner. So, you know, email me, call me, I'm good.
All right, so this one, we have one that is actually directed at Wolfie, but we'll open it up for you as well, Corey, so you'll get your opinion. If Wolfie and Corey could breathe underwater, where would you prefer to live? On land or sea? And I will say they misspelled sea. But
so land or sea. Can I only breathe water?
Well, it doesn't say.
Oh. So I can breathe both?
Make your choice. What about you, Corey? If you know, you can choose either you breathe only water or breathe both, which one would you prefer to live in?
Oh, well, I hear that under the sea, everything's better down where it's wetter. And in my experience, that's been true.
Oh, yeah?
But, I'd like to go, I'd like to live under the sea. First off, not as many people would be bothering me. Now, the bad thing would be that all my electronics and comics would, you know, get ruined. But just think of all that unowned land. Real estate. Lex Luthor said real estate's where the real money is. And if you can't trust Lex Luthor, who can you trust?
Which one?
All of them.
All of them?
Although the Gene Hackman's one. Gene Hackman and Kevin Spacey were the ones obsessed with real estate.
That's true. And those you could trust.
Well, of course. You can always trust Kevin Spacey.
That's right. I mean, do you know the story of Prometheus? Of course you don't. Anyway, sorry. Sorry, quoting him. Anyway, all right, so you would want to be under the sea because there'd be more real estate.
Well, and everything's better down where it's wetter.
I have to agree with him on that.
Okay, Wolfie, well, where would you live?
Well, where would the girls and guys be?
Usually on the beach, if Annette Funicello and Frankie Avalon are any indication.
Ooh. Okay, then I would live in the sea, but visit the land a lot. Usually hunting.
Hunting?
Yeah.
Okay. What would you be hunting?
Corey. And others.
Corey, don't go to the beach.
No, I kind of have to go to the beach because, you know, there's this Romanian girl I know who, when she wears a bikini, kind of makes me, you ever see Curly when he sees a beautiful girl in the Three Stooges?
Yes.
Yeah, that's my reaction. Yeah, that's part of it, too.
Those are the same sounds you make when you sleep.
How do you... No, I have been told by the people at work. Well, one of them says I snore when I sleep. The others say that I'm very quiet.
Okay.
Yeah, no, there's one cottage where one of the staff say, you snore so loud. And then the two other staff who were having the discussion were like, no, he doesn't. Which prompted me to say, I only snore for you.
You only snore for them, and you make that whoop, whoop for me.
No, no, you're not Romanian.
No, I remain many places.
What was the question?
Well, if you were going to live on land and, or sea, and you said you would live in sea for the real estate, and Wolfie would live in the sea so he could surprise people.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Wolfie, would you wear the shark fin?
Oh, yeah. That would be good, too. I'll wear a couple different prosthetics.
You see, the thing is, if Wolfie's swimming around, what Captain Quint would have to say is, I better get a smaller boat.
Oh, I see. We're talking about size now, huh?
I'm just making a humorous pop culture reference. Take it as you will, puppet.
A pop culture reference?
Yes.
Doesn't pop culture have to be, like, you know, recent?
No.
No?
No.
So, 40-year-old pop references are okay?
Just ask Quentin Tarantino.
Why?
He makes ones that are older than that.
Oh. Well, yeah, but you are older than that.
Not much.
Well, that's true.
Wait, you're older than the movie Jaws.
What?
You're older than the movie Jaws. I've seen you, Wolfie. You've got gray hair.
I was born with gray hair.
Oh, so you were born old.
Yep. I was older. I was precocious.
So, that's one way of putting it.
Yes, yes. you know who aren't old and who are recent and who are definitely as good as pop culture?
Now, who's that?
Our sponsors, these guys.
That's right, here at the Solitaire Rose Radio Network, we have ads, and our first sponsor is me. That's right, your charming and delightful old Uncle Rat Bastard. I have my first book out with Dangerous Dan Moore. It's the first 100 strips of our online web strip, Worldwide News, the story of the lowest-rated cable news network. And you can get yourself a copy with commentary, with all sorts of extras, with signatures and everything. Just email Dan over at lordshadowflame@gmail.com. Our top sponsor, who's been with us since day one, is DreamHost. DreamHost.com. You need yourself a website, and DreamHost.com is the number one web host in the whole known universe. Just head over to DreamHost.com, put in the code CRAZY, K-R-A-Y-Z, get $20 off your first year. How can you beat that? Our other sponsor is Graze, G-R-A-Z-E.com. Healthy snacks for a healthy lifestyle. Just head over to Graze, put in the code CORYS3R5P. Your first and fifth box are free. You could get them weekly. You could get them bi-weekly. You could get them monthly. You just order a whole bunch of them. It's great stuff to keep you away from the vending machine at work. Now, if you would like to leave a comment for any of the podcasts that we do, we'd love those. Go ahead and email us at solitairerosenetwork@gmail.com, or you can call 952-856-0519. Operators are standing by. Okay, it's just a place that we'll record your calls, but we'll play them on the air. We'll answer your questions. We love getting feedback. Tell us what you think. Ask a question. Suggest a topic. Be a guest. Send us your stuff. SolitaireRoseNetwork@gmail.com. If you would like to advertise on any of the Solitaire Rose radio shows, you can. Just email us at SolitaireRoseNetwork@gmail.com. Subject, advertising. Thanks.
Wow, you're really good at that. It's like you learned it from someone.
Oh, no, that came up out of nowhere. I've never heard anybody do it like that before.
Hmm. Yeah. You do know that this isn't the only podcast on the Solitaire Rose Radio Network, right?
It isn't?
No, I've got like 45 of them, but there's a new podcast that just joined the Solitaire Rose Radio Network.
No.
Yep, and it's two people that Wolfie's already offended.
Really?
Yep, Dave and Stephanie Kofell in Scrabbling Across the West. Matter of fact, let's have them tell you about it.
Ooh.
Scrabbling Across the West, a fortnightly retelling of Dave and Stephanie
Kofell. Fortnightly?
That means every 2 weeks.
I know what it means. What if we wanted to do it more or less often than every 2 weeks?
Well, that wouldn't be holding down the fort, would it?
Oh, you're funny. Okay, how about frequently?
All right, I'm good with that.
Okay.
Scrabbling Across the West, a frequent retelling of Dave and Stephanie Kofell's adventures in traveling, making music, and playing Scrabble across the Western Hemisphere. It's all about the people, the places, and the game. Scrabbling Across the West. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And there you go. They actually had a two-podcast day last week.
Really?
Yeah, they put out two podcasts in one day.
Wow. Did they release on the same day?
Yes, they did.
Wow. Well,
they must be having a lot of fun in that van traveling out west.
I know I would with them. Still.
So questions?
Yes, questions. All right, now we have one that actually is actually a problem that needs to be solved. So,
all right, let me get my calculator.
No, it's not a math problem.
Oh, thank God. I was told there would be no math.
Yeah, I don't want to do any math either.
I'll do math. One plus one plus another is fun.
So, the problem, at work, we have a woman who talks too much on the radio. It's a two-way radio, walkie-talkie type situation. What would you recommend to, quote, shut her up? Corey? Mm-hmm.
I'd need to know more about her and why she's on the radio. Now, the psychiatrist in me, which would be illegal.
You have a psychiatrist in you?
Well, I was going to say that would be illegal because the psychiatrist has a, you know, a medical license. But it would be to find out why she feels the need to be so, to demand so much attention, to be needing to take up so much space in other people's lives. Is she lonely? Does she have a personality that needs more attention? Was she neglected as a child? Is she someone who says she's an artist but just simply wants to be famous? And she knows that time is running out. What is the reason behind it? But since I only have a bachelor's degree in psychology, I'd say she's kind of annoying, and what you can do is kind of turn the radio down when she starts talking and just watch for the little, you know, the beep, or wait till someone texts you on the phone and says, why aren't you answering any of my walkie-talkie messages? Because you can't really stop the problem, but you can control your reaction to the problem.
Okay. So what you're saying is it's all on them?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, people don't change. They can say they change. They can talk about change. But in the end, people don't change. Wolfie, no matter what we do, you're going to be a horny puppet.
Yes.
Dan,
but I don't want to change.
Right. But, you know, even if you get arrested and told you have to change, you're not going to change.
Nope, just be more subtle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is what most people do. They don't really change. They just put some of their behaviors underground.
Yeah.
So another thing you can do is sabotage her walkie-talkie so that she'll think she's talking on it, but really it's just not turning on because you've disconnected the talk button.
Damn it. You took my answer.
There are all sorts of things you can do, but it's all your reaction to her. She's not going to change. Even if she does change, she will eventually change back. Because even though people can say, I'm better, I'm more mature, they eventually revert to who they really are.
I want to go back a second, if you wouldn't mind.
You can do whatever you want. I'm miles away.
Well, no, you were psychoanalyzing me. And it sounded like you were going to go down the line. So I want to hear what you have to say about our host and you.
Dan is a performer, and he will always be a performer, whether it through acting, through podcasting, or on stage. Dan's always a performer. And me, no matter what happens, I want to be, you know, the guy who lives alone in a cave and yells at the kids to stay off his fucking lawn.
Okay. Yeah, well, that works.
Well, thank you for that.
Oh, stuck up.
What? I'm the host, not him this time.
Yeah, whatever.
But, okay, you're going to be in a cave and tell people to stay off your beeping lawn?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that makes sense. That seems to be a good goal in life, I guess.
And you can see me doing it.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm worried.
Coming out with a shotgun. Y'all get out of here. Goddamn sons of bitches.
No, you'd come out with the power cosmic.
Ooh. Toomey.
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 Oh, man. You're walking out in just silver paint and a surfboard. Great. That's a visual I didn't need. I've seen it.
I'd wear the board shorts, though. I wouldn't wear the tidy whities that the Silver Surfer wears. Yeah, even underwear, I don't wear tidy whities. I wear boxer briefs that come down to around my knees.
There you go.
Because, as I said earlier in the show, the less skin I show, the better.
Mm. I wear absolutely nothing.
Sometimes a hat.
Sometimes a hat. Well, I mean, sometimes I wear stuff, but normally. Anyway, what I would do, there are two things that could be done at this point. I agree with the sabotaging of the radio, because, you know, just take out the batteries or something like that. But then I guess you wouldn't see the button coming on. So, yeah, I guess disconnecting the button, the talk button, like Corey said, is a good idea. Duct tape is a good idea. Or have something put in your mouth. You can come up with so many ideas on that one. I have a few suggestions myself. And I'm willing to help if necessary. So, that's my advice.
So, you both agree on sabotage.
Sabotage.
Sabotage. Or, Corey, you think that they should just turn the radio down and not listen to her? Or...
There are a lot of people in my life I don't listen to.
Yeah, I'm well aware of that. Half the time I have to yell at you three times.
What?
Yeah. All right. So hopefully those helped you on that. Another science question for you, Corey. I think this will be our last one today, or at least in this podcast.
Whoever's sending these in, she's blinding me with science.
Well, there you go. Well, this is actually a different person. Most of the other ones have been the same person, but... Selena is the name. We actually have a name on this one. Selena is blinding you with science. All right. You and your pop reference culture. So, how does one calculate? So there is math involved in this one in a way.
I was told there would be no math.
You don't have to do the math. You just have to explain how it would be done.
Get a mathematician.
Actually, this one might be biologist. How does one calculate how much wood a woodchuck chucks?
Well, that's easy.
Yeah?
You get as much wood as you can, and you put it in a room.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get a woodchuck, and you put the woodchuck in the room.
Okay.
And then you tell the woodchuck that the only way for him to get out of the room is to throw the wood through the opening. So he's got to chuck the wood through the opening. And either the woodchuck will chuck a lot of wood, or he'll die of, you know, starvation and malnutrition and dehydration. Yes, it's cruel, but it's cruelty for science.
Which is okay.
That's what I was taught in college.
Excellent. And you have the bachelor's degree to back that up.
You would not believe the things we did to live mice.
You wouldn't believe the stuff I do to live mice.
Yeah, but you're not doing it for science.
Yes, I am.
You're doing it to see if that story about that story about Elton John is true.
Excuse me?
Or Richard Gere. Or Rod Stewart. I've heard it about all three.
What? I haven't heard this story.
You haven't heard the story of them having to go to the hospital because something alive is... inside a certain part of their body?
I did not hear about that with them, but I have heard stories like that.
Oh, okay.
So, I have that problem all the time.
That live things inside your body?
Yeah.
I hear you have a hand.
Yep. Yep, yep. I'm permanently being infested. It's great. What I would do is I would go out into the wild. And I would be very, 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 very quiet because I'm hunting woodchucks. And I would find a wood area with a woodchuck, and I'd get as close behind it as I possibly could, possibly almost becoming one with the woodchuck.
Which is something that you probably do like every 2-3 days.
Well, with various animals and light posts and
woodland creatures.
Woodland creatures and whatever. So I have practice, and then I would experience the woodchucking. And that's true science. Because really, just observing isn't good enough. You must experience. Would you like to experience, Corey?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
But you would know what it's like to be a woodchuck.
I don't want to know what it's like to be a woodchuck.
But you
I barely want to know what it's like to be a human.
Well, you don't have to worry about that. You're not becoming one with a human.
Well, I'm not a human either.
Right, and you're not getting any either.
Yeah, that's why I'm not becoming one with a human.
Yeah, and telling kids to get off your fucking lawn.
Damn right.
Yeah.
If Christina Hendricks won't come visit me, nobody can.
Well, there you go. Oh, by the way, I spent the other night with Christina Hendricks.
Uh-huh.
Yep. He was buff. Chris Hemsworth, sorry.
Yeah, they're a little different.
Yeah, but they're both bulgy. Yeah, on that note.
I think we're done here.
Yeah, I think we're done here for the day, yes. we will leave you on those notes. If you, our loyal listeners.
1, 2, 3, 4.
4 of our 5 are loyal listeners.
One's just kind of passing by.
Right.
Kind of a one podcast stand.
Yes. And, you know, I'm
good with that.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. if you would like to have advice given to you on any subject, relationships, life, science, I guess. We seem to be doing science. You can go to badadvice.solitairerose.com, which is where you can also listen to these podcasts, so you've probably already been there. There is a link right towards the top on the right-hand side to go to a form where you can fill out whatever question you have, and you can put your name or nom de plume, or you can leave the name blank if you wish. We will have no idea who you are, but we will give you the advice you deserve. Corey, do you have anything to say?
I want to thank everyone for listening. Please visit our other podcasts, because, you know, we're doing a lot of them. And make sure not to let Wolfie within the prescribed 100 yards.
100 yards? Well, I can do a lot with 100 yards.
No, 100 yards. Not the measurement. 100 people's yards away from me.
Oh. Oh, you mean just from you?
Yes.
Oh. Well, All right, I'm going to need some football players. I'm going to need some good arms. We can make this work, Corey. Don't worry. I'm good with long-distance relationships.
And with that, I bid you all a fond farewell. Until next time, remember, bad advice is still advice. Good night, everybody.